地方是智慧的首府，是人文的亮光，是宗教的传播者，是下一代文明之母。最后一句。
It's the back. It's where the it's the capital of the of wisdom. Is the light of the humanity. Is the spread of the religion, and it's the mother of our next future civilization.
这就是西方传统意义上所讲的大学的理想。
That is the Western ideal of a university.
当然从近代以来，有另一种思潮，你改变了大学的一些东西。
But today's university is slightly different and been changed.
但如果你要看美国的常春藤大学，
But if you see Ivy League schools,
如果你看美国常春藤大学的本科教育。
in their college levels.
或者常春藤之所以有那么高的声望，
It's the reason why the Ivy League schools are so famous.
就是他鞭策的这些最基本的人文理想。
It's because they all follow these humanistic ideals.
你到剑桥、到牛顿看到是同样的一个模式。
Same models were followed in Oxford and Cambridge in England.
周恩来在南开，大家知道校长张校长有一句名言，这里面写，
And there's a university.
南开，中国的南开，OK，
The China University in China.
这个他就提出说，教育他给一个简化说，教育要怎样呢？
A famous educator there says, "What is an educator?"
他说：“我们不只要教学生学会知识，而且教会学生锻炼身体，更重要教会学生如何做人。
We not only teach students knowledge or provide physical education, but most importantly, to teach them how to be a person.
”他说：“第一条要积极的人生观，
To have a positive outlook on life.
有健康的状态的面貌。”
To have a sound and a healthy appearance,
会学习有智慧的人，
able to learn, able to have develop wisdom,
会合作、宽以待人的人。
able to cooperate and to be lenient.
我对来到这里心说，真的有一天，我想来到你接到美国教育，就学会去合作，teamwork，这是我们大概学的一个最基本的功课。
So if come to United States to study, you must learn to have a teamwork.
他第五点就讲的是会生存、能独立的人。
And lastly is to be able to survive and to be independent.
原来香港中文大学的校长呢，他说，一个大学生在学校中其实学的就是四件事情。
Ambrose King from the Chinese University in Hong Kong once said,
学生要学的就是四样东西。
There are four things that university students must learn.
第一个是学习怎样读书。
First thing is learn how to learn.
其实甚至那个家人就是，你甚至知道在哪里找到最好的书。
And where to find the best books.
完了，用最好的方法去读它。
And learn the best way to study it.
第二是学习怎样做事。
Second thing is learn how to do.
第三是学要怎样与人相处。
The third thing is to learn how to live together with others.
最后是学怎样做人。
The last thing is to learn how to be a real person.
这些就大概属于历史上一些非常重要的教育观念。
These are the views, the philosophies of education.
我们今天大概这里讲的，就说你教会中讲的与这有什么关系
？So what do we talk about here at church? What does that have to do with what I just said?
从纽曼以来，这个西方的教育思想传统，它非常清楚把宗教和教育、大学教育是剥离的。
from Newman to now, very clear they want to separate the religion from education.
但却并不认为说一个大学生不需要关心宗教，不需要关心信仰，不需要关心怎样做人。
That is not to say that a university student should not be concerned about religion or any faith and how to learn to be a person.
恰恰这是一个大学生自己要面临的一个基本的问题。
On the contrary, that's a issue that every university student should face.
只是这个问题不应当是由学校承担的。
But this issue should not, you should not find solutions only, from the classes taught in the university.
而是应当通过教会。
But through church.
所以说。上大学期间就是一方面你做一个人格发展，一方面你是学习为知识而知识，知道怎样去学习。
So to be a university student, you on the one hand, you must learn how to learn.
另一方面就是你通过寻找信仰，你学会去怎样做人，或者说成为一个什么样的人。
But through faith, you learn how to be a person, the best person you can be.
所以我下面进入到第二题目，就是今天讲学怎样做人。
So how to be a person,
或者说成为一个什么样的人
，or to become what type of person?
我们今天这段经文呢，有一段是非常著名的经文。
The scripture we read today was one of the most important verse.
说若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. All is, the old has gone, and all become new.
成为一个新人
，to be a new creation.
一个新造的人
，a new person, a new creation.
这就是圣经向人们提供的一个伟大的人格典范。
That is a model the scriptures have presented to mankind.
这就是圣经告诉人有一种新生命。
That is to say, there is the scripture saying there is a new life.
是一种人真正具有的生命。
A true life.
是一个人应当追求的生命。
A lifestyle that man should pursue.
这个生命就叫新人。
And that is called a new person.
是怎样能成为新人呢
？How do you become a new person？
他说：“如果你在基督里，就将成为新造的人。”
Scripture says, "In Christ, you become a new creation."
那么，成为新人前提条件是什么
？So the premise to be the new creation is，
保罗这话讲就一个三个字，叫在基督里。
According to Paul's language, that is in Christ.
在基督里是一个非常关键的词。
That is the critical point.
什么意味着在基督里？
What does in Christ mean?
就是说你去信靠耶稣。
That is to believe in Jesus.
接受他做你生命的主。
To receive him as a savior of your life,
跟着他走生命之路
to follow him on your life path.
就有一天你突然间发现
so one day you may discover,
你生命的主人不是你自己
the Lord, the master of your life, is not yourself anymore.
你不只是仅仅是个自然的产物
you're not only a natural product.
你是被上帝所创造的。
You were created by God.
但这个创造的你我堕落了。
But the original product had fallen.
你在基督里看到了拯救。
But in Christ you received salvation.
他洗净了你一切的罪孽。
It cleansed all your iniquities.
给你开条新的路。
To open a new path for you.
这是一条真正的生命之路。
That is the true life path.
你就发现你有了一个非常尊贵的身份。
then you discover you have a very a noble status.
不论你长相如何
，no matter what your outward appearance is like，
智力水平高低
，what is your intellectual level？
家里或穷或富
，or your family is rich or poor？
德行高尚或者卑劣
，doesn't matter what your moral standards are。
当你成为信了耶稣之后
，but once you become you believe in Christ，
你发现你是神的儿女。
You discover you are children of God.
你是上帝所疼爱的儿女。
The children loved by God.
找到了这一点，你就找到了中国人所说的安身立命之根。
You find your true self.
在你一生寻找人生最旺盛的青年时期
，In your pursuit of life, in your youth,
你找到了历历世世代代人们要寻找那个安身立命那个根。
You will find the place that people are trying to find it throughout generations.
你发现那个根不是你的学习成绩。
You will find that that foundation is not your grade.
不是你的财富。
It's not your wealth.
不是你的长相。
It's not your appearance.
不是你的能力。
It's not your talent.
也不是你将来找的工作。
It's not your career.
而是上帝对你的爱。
But the God's love for you.
而你发现那种爱是持续到千秋万代的爱
，which will last throughout generations，
是永不改变的爱
，unchanging love。
你就突然发现世间你所追求的一切都可以过去
，then you realize every other pursuit you have may pass。
唯有神对你的爱才永不改变
，but the love of God will not change。
你就发现着你找到了生命中最重要的真理。
Then you find out you found the most important outer.
上帝爱我
The most important truth of life. God
耶稣爱我
loves me. Jesus loves me.
由此你就可以活下去
Then it will give you motivation to move on.
活出生命的美好
To live the ultimate quality of life.
活出人的自由
To live in freedom.
活出人的尊严
To enjoy the dignity of human.
所以人生中一生上下求索，其实最后求索的只有一件事。
People are searching all over for one thing.
人类寻找的一切知识莫过于认到两条。
The knowledge people are searching for include two aspects.
一个的知识是关于上帝的知识。
One is the knowledge of God.
一个是关于自我的知识
，The other one is knowledge of self.
认识自我，认识上帝，是构成人知识的两个最基本的支撑点。
Knowing God will bring this together.
而只有当你真正的认识了上帝，你才开始认识自我，找到了一个对照点，找到了一个支点。
Only when you know God, then you become, then you will know yourself.
离开了上帝，你去认识自我。
Without God, you cannot truly understand yourself.
你最好的结论不过是达到了存在主义的结论。
Without God, the best understanding of yourself is no better than the existentialism.
一切都是虚无。
Everything is vanity.
没有任何意义。
Without meaning.
如果假说你我没有上帝世界观是真实，没有上帝这一点是真实的。
If there is with there's no God，
如果这一点是真实的话，你就发现人生没有任何意义。
Then there's no meaning to life。
我们面临的是绝对的虚空。
Because we are facing vanity。
但基督教告诉你，这不是真理。
But the Bible said this is not truth。
真理在于是你不是凭空来的。
The truth is that you did not just appear from nowhere.
你的灵魂就被上帝亲手创造了。
Your soul is created by God's hands.
上帝出于他的爱创造了你。
Through his love.
又出于他的爱要把你从罪恶中拯救出来。
Through his love, he will save you from your sins.
并且因着爱有一天只给你一天通天的大路，那就是人生的最美的渴望，天堂。
In addition, it opened a path for you so you can get to what man always longed for as heaven.
并当有一天走上这样路之后，你发现这一切不仅仅是理论。
So one day when you walk in this path, you'll find out this is not just a theory.
哦，不只是别人的经验。
It's not some just somebody else's experience.
而且你可以通过听到说，这也是我自己实际上的生命历程。
But that is your own life experience.
这就是在信仰中找到的最重要的，就是在生命找到的，就是你发现了我是有家的。
Then you discovered in your life, I'm a man of, oh, I have a family.
上帝的爱就是我永远的家园。
I have a home. The love of God is my home.
成为一个新造的人，学习上自然就第二条就是什么叫心向上帝敞开。
To become a new person is to open your heart to God.
圣经有一段话就是上帝按照自己的旨意用真道生了我们。
The Bible in James says he chose to give us birth through the word of truth.
就是说有一天你意味到我的新的生命的获得是因为来自那个永恒的真理上帝之道。
The reason I have a new life is because eternal God and his word.
那个伟大的道那个上帝的道给了我新的生命。
The word of God have given me a new life.
西方有一位最著名的当代有个著名的哲学家叫怀海德。
Western philosopher Alfred North Whitehead.
他在上世纪写的一本书中讲到一句话。
In one of his books he mentioned,
人如果没有经常看到伟大的典范，道德教育就不可能成功。
Without exemplary figures, moral education will not be successful.
我那个字念错了，那个是假如，我写加入，打成加入，就假如我们不伟大，那么不管我们做什么或事情是什么，都微不足道。
Without being great, no matter what we do, those things are of minuscule value.
他这里话关键在他的第一句。
So the essence in the first phrase.
说人如果没有经常看到伟大的典范，道德教育就不可能成功。
Without exemplary figures and models to follow, moral education will not be successful.
或者说一个人格的培养，一个人格的造成就不可能成功。
In other words, you cannot develop good, sound character.
一个美好人格形成，它的必由之路就是什么？就是经常看到伟大的典范。
To become great, you must model after the great.
那么有人评价说，这是从柏拉图以来关于教育的一个最深刻的看法。
That is the most important thing on the philosophy of education since the era of Plato.
作为一个处在求学大年代的年轻人
，a young student in university，
自己应该在这个生命中追求那个最美好的人格
，needs to develop the greatest character of life.
那个梅格就是什么？就是看到那个伟大的典范。
That is to search, seek out the great examples.
并且经常看到。
And continue to model yourself after those great characters.
那么，人类历史上作为人格一个真正那种绝对伟大的典范是什么？
However, the greatest.Example in human history is what?
那就是耶稣基督。
It is Jesus Christ.
如果说古今有一本最伟大的书
，There's a great
book. 最伟大的书
，the greatest classic in history.
那就是圣经。
That is the Bible.
你知道那样，对一个真正就像纽曼讲的那样，
Just like what Newman said.
就是什么样的一个人，在传统的意义上可以成为一个受过高等教育的人？
So who is the educated?
在传统意义上，所受过高等教育的人，不是说现代教育所讲那种培养一种高等技能的人。
An educated is not the person who has developed a skill or learned a trade.
而说你自己接受了人类文明那些最精华的东西。
But those who learn from the best of humanity.
你就比如说在中国古代，
It's like in the classical history of China.
什么叫儒生呢？什么叫儒生士大夫呢？
Where are the
whatever，
educated gentlemen?
那就一定是要知道熟读四书五经的
Those who study all the classics in China.
人。我在上大学时候，我的导师上研究生就是张岱年。
So my advisor is Mr. Zhang.
他的哥哥就是周恩来组的入党介绍人。
He had a brother who's famous in the Communist Party.
whatever，你知道老先生就是几年前才去世的，几年前才去世的，过世的。
He passed away a few years ago.
当他90岁写文章的时候，
He wrote something and when he was 90 years old.
他不用翻开《论语》，不用翻开《孟子
He did not have to open the Chinese classic
就凭着
writing.
记忆就可以全部写出来。
He can write them by memory.
这就属于古典经典教育。
And that is a well-educated Chinese intimate.
就像你在西方，
If you're in the Western world,
你总要去读柏拉图。
you have to study Plato.
无论你是学什么专业，你总要去接触但丁的《神曲
You have to also be familiar with all the classics, which I'm not.
这样有一天你才可以说，我的心灵被提升了。
Then you may say, my life has been, the quality of my life has been raised.
你知道，在几十年前，在哥伦比亚大学开始的一门课程，
A few years ago in Columbia University, it started a class.
后来在几个常春藤学校都上了这门课。
And that later on spread to other Ivy League schools.
我不知道在圣母大学有没有这门课，
I don't know if they also taught that in Notre Dame.
就是你只要入了学。
That is when incoming class.
不管你是学什么专业的，
No matter what majors you are.
你第一学期都要选的读那种所谓经典著作，
In first semester, you have to study Western classics.
那叫中心课程。
That is the core curriculum.
你第二年一定要都选一门，或者是音乐，或者是美术。
This following year, you must take a course in music or art.
你要听那些所谓经典的乐曲，或者看那些经典的绘画。
You must study or listen to the classical music and the great art.
经过这样之后，你才可以说我是一个受教育的、具有人文情怀的知识分子。
Then you can claim to be educated.
要不然，你只是说我自己是个专业人士。
Otherwise, you're only a silly doctor. You're only a silly professional.
那么，在这一切书中，在这一切伟大的书中，
In all these classic,
你发现他们即使在那个介绍，圣经是他们介绍的基本著作之一。
Bible is one of the main classics.
那么，作为一个基督徒来讲，
So as a Christian, I can say,
不是之一，而是那个书的中心。
It's not Bible is not just one of the main classic, but the core of the classic.
我经常跟一些来北美的大陆同学讲一句很知心的话。
I frequently share my feeling with Chinese scholars come to the United States.
我说，如果你不读圣经
，If you do not study the Bible.
你在西方，你根本不敢说你自己了解西方文化、美国文化。
You still do not understand Western civilization, U.S. culture.
因为无论他的艺术、哲学、经学各个方面，受到圣经极其深刻的影响。
Because in every aspect of Western civilization are touched by the Bible.
你不读它，你不可能懂得米开朗基罗。
If you don't study Bible, you will not understand Michelangelo.
你不可能懂得巴赫。
You cannot understand Bach.
甚至你也不可能懂得歌德。
You not understand the philosophy of 歌德。
歌德是。
All right. Some poet.
就说圣经好像一个太阳一样。
The Bible is like the sun.
照亮了文明的各个方面。
Illuminate all corners of civilization.
你如果不去理解的话，你不明白他们在讲些什么，为什么那样画。
If you do not understand the Bible, you will not understand Western civilization.
就比如说在梵高的绘画中，为什么总有那种橘红色？
It's like this great painter. Why use orange color all the time?
即使他在生命中接近最后的时候，他也在看到一种光。
Even in the darkest period of his life, he still see orange light.
在人们说他离弃夕阳那个麦田的昏鸦那个画中，仍然有这种雨后的宁静。哦，不用翻译。其实很简单，因为梵高有个基本的观念。
It's a basic principle is.
梵高说，上帝是不可见的。
So God is invisible.
但我可以通过可见的表达那个不可见的。
But the visible can express the invisible.
所以你看，梵高在他作品即使最灰暗、心情最黑暗的时候，仍然有一线光，那是永恒之光，上帝之爱在照耀。
So in the darkest life, there is an eternal hope, and that is because God's light is still shining in that man's life.
所以我劝各位新同学。
So I recommend all you new students.
如果可能的话。
If at all possible.
你上这几个哈佛和哥伦比亚大学看看他那个中心课程列的书目。
When you see the core curriculum of Harvard or all the Ivy League schools,
尽可能地读几本。
So if you see their books and try to read a few,
那里介绍的乐曲或者绘画，
to the music or conversation in, introduced in those books,
尽量多听几遍。
Try to listen to some of them.
如果有机会的话，
if there's an opportunity for you,
到纽约先别去唐人街。
You go to New York, don't go to Chinatown first.
先去大都市博物馆。
Go to City Library.
去读那个现代艺术馆。
To the Modern Art Museum.
在梵高的月夜下星光那幅画前站的10分钟、20分，慢慢去看。
Stand in front of the great paintings and immerse yourself in it.
你如果心灵不接受那种最伟大的典范、最美好的典范，不可能提升。
Your quality of life will not be raised unless you come in contact with the greatest product of civilization.
其实我还建议大家有机会在你自己安排可能的话，你自己看另一幅作品。
If at all possible, there's another
作品。 就是有机会能够在你们空闲的时间做几次旅游。
Another thing is if you have time, opportunity, travel a bit.
到大峡谷去看一些，
Go to the Grand Canyon.
沿着那个最长的路走到谷底，
Follow the trail all the way down to the bottom of the canyon.
到黄石公园去看一下那个喷泉，是吧？看一下那里火山形成的一切遗迹。
To visit Yellowstone and visit Old Faithful.
在美国有些许多这样的公园，你不用像11那样走破了，像国内那样，你可以那么去挤着去看。
There are a lot of parks in the United States. It's not crowded.
静静的去看，
You can find solitude
上帝在万物之中都留下了他的痕迹。
everywhere God has left his footprints,
伟大、
his greatness,
美丽、
his beauty,
神秘，
his mystery.
你在一山一水中可以看到。
And through all the physical universe,
你在早山玫瑰花瓣上那个滚动的露珠上也可以看到。最重要的就是看到耶稣，
Most important thing is you discover Jesus.
看到耶稣的生命，
Find Jesus' life.
渴望那样的生命进到你的生命。
Such life will enter into your life.
如果这个生命用一个字来讲概括，
You describe with one word that will be.
就是爱。
That is love.
这种爱的最高境界，
The ultimate level of this love is.
就是爱你的仇敌。
Is to love your enemy.
有一天，你去静静看福音书中记载的耶稣。
If you study Jesus in the four Gospels,
你去倾听那样的声音。
to listen to his voice,
当世界上敌人迫害他，要把他迫害致死，并且用最残酷的方式死去的时候，
when his enemy is about to execute him with a cruel way,
但耶稣为他的仇敌祷告。
yet he still pray for his enemy.
说父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing.
你知道人发不出来这样的声音，
Ordinary man cannot say things like that.
这声音从上天而来。
This phrase is from heaven.
我们从大陆来，刚刚经历过915，9月15日事件。
We just experienced September 15.
我们可以看到，我们至少可以看到那种人心中对仇敌的仇恨可以到什么样的程度。
We see the hatred, the level of hatred people have toward their enemies.
过了将近半个世纪，
After half a century,
仍然没有饶恕。
there's no forgiveness.
把仇恨不能倾泻到朋友身上、敌人身上。
If you cannot take revenge on your enemies,
就倾泻在自己同胞的身上。
you take it out on their own people.
但有一天，你听到另一种声音，
But one day you hear a different voice.
他告诉你要爱仇敌。
It tells you to love
哦，我们说人这绝对不可能。
Because, oh, that's not impossible.
啊，那就是我们之所以是人。
That's not possible because we're a human being.
我们不是神。
We are no God.
但神不只是说你们要饶恕仇敌。
But God says, forgive your enemies.
耶稣不只是告诉你们饶恕仇敌，
Not only to love your enemy.
他自己就这样去饶恕。
He had done it himself.
因着爱。
Because of that love.
这爱从天而来。
That love comes from heaven.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，求你祝福来到这里每一位新同学。
God will ask you blessings upon every new student here today.
求你给他们个新的眼界。
You give them a new vision.
求你让他们心灵渴求知识。
So that they not only pursue knowledge.
求你让他们心灵以知识为美。
that they will be attracted by the knowledge.
并且有一天要让他心灵听见他们心灵说话。
But also one day he will hear from you.
敬畏上帝是智慧的开端。
The beginning, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
主让他们更深地认识你。
So that they will come to know you even more.
在你的爱中认识自己。
And then at the same time, in your love, they will learn about themselves.
在这一切中成就他们美好的生命。
Through which they will find completeness in their life.
在你的恩典和真理中成为新造的人。
To become a new creation in your grace.
闪烁着上帝光芒的新人。
To reflect, reflect the love that you have for mankind.
让这样的人成为对人间的祝福。
So that they become blessings to others.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
This we pray in Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.